Cantine Florio, the Florio wine cellars. Marsala's origins are linked with the name of an Englishman, John Woodhouse, a Liverpool trader whose ship was stranded in Marsala in 1773 due to adverse weather conditions. By chance, on tasting the local wine in a popular Marsala tavern, he noticed a similarity with the better-known port wine. He shipped large quantities of Marsala wine to his native country, adding a small amount of brandy to help preservation. In the United Kingdom, Marsala wine achieved immediate success. One of the first enthusiasts was Admiral Nelson, and it's claimed that after the Battle of Trafalgar, Marsala wine was drunk on all the ships of the English fleet and thus became known as victory wine. On account of its great success, John Woodhouse decided to set up a winery in Marsala, attracted by the fact that, like port wine, Marsala could stand long ocean voyages without deteriorating. A major contribution to improving the production process and the taste of Marsala wine was made by another Englishman, Benjamin Ingham, a great expert and among the first producers of local fortified wine. On his death, his winery passed down to his grandchildren, the Whittakers. In 1833, Vincenzo Florio, a trader from Calabria who'd settled in Palermo, purchased some land between the estates of the most important producers of Marsala wine at the time, namely the Woodhouses and the Whittakers, and he established a major trading company that is still in business today. The Florio family also owned a substantial fleet and used their ships to export their products. The plant, built in tufa stone, was designed by Giovan Battista Basile. It has pointed arches connecting the various areas in which the casks are stored and arranged on different levels. The central part of the building opens onto a large inner courtyard. The heavy Second World War bombings that hit the city of Marsala caused serious damage to the Florio plant, which was subsequently restructured. The winery holds over 20,000 bottles of fine wines, and you'll see several engraved stones commemorating important visitors to the winery, including Vittorio Emanuele III, Tomasi di Lampedusa, the author of the renowned novel The Leopard, and most important of all, Giuseppe Garibaldi, who during his visit presented Vincenzo Florio with a gift of two harquebus guns. One of the winery's most famous products is the Targa Florio, a superior reserve amber-coloured Marsala wine, which gave its name to the famous car racing competition conceived by Vincenzo Florio himself. The first of these races took place in 1906 on a route across the Madonia mountain range.